use your poker skills. Put your cards into play and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, November 7th through the 12th. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination.
Fancy.
Purchase a main event ticket and receive a free room or a $49 room rate all week long.
Based on availability.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our $550 buy-in. $50,000 main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino.
$50,000 expected prize pool. Main event is Saturday, November 12th.
For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WindRiver.com. Wind River. Poker is better.
Poker is better.
At the river.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Welcome to our morning show here at KCNR 1460 on this fabulous Wednesday. And you know why it's great? Ted Leidy is here, and the two of us are going to be doing the next 2 hours co-hosting. Good morning, and happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much, and good morning, lovely Linda. Excited to be here today with you.
Absolutely. KCNR 1460, and you can go on, of course, our website at kcnr1460.com and go into our chat pack. We love you guys in the chat pack. And Bob is going to be giving us a little weather update as we begin today. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Bob is busy at the helm. We couldn't do this show.
Oh, I know. Oh, absolutely.
Without Bob Belongi at the helm. I'm telling you, and he's been the man since day one.
Well, I'm here to tell you, when I have to do it by myself, this is me and Bob. Bob is really the man. You should see all his hand and arm signals he gives me across the table.
He's like an octopus. Really. Yeah, then some. So what's happening on the weather scene, Bob?
Mainly sunny this morning. A few afternoon clouds. The high will be around 66 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight at a low of 47. Getting a little bit brisk out there. Going to warm up a bit tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny for the rest of the week. We do have rain in the forecast for Saturday. That's not so great for the Veterans Parade. We're going to watch that very carefully, but the odds of rain on Saturday have increased. Actually, as I look at it now, that is Saturday night. So it looks like the parade will be okay up there in the city of Shasta Lake. The rain forecast is for rain moving in on Saturday night. So we hope that we will have a nice sunny sky for the parade. So quite a change up in the weather. Currently in Redding, we have about 48 degrees. And this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veterans and senior discounts, locally owned business, veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793.
Fantastic, Bob. And Carl and I are going to be out there, by the way, at the Shasta Lake City, which the city of Shasta Lake, however you want to say it. You know me, I always kind of like do things backwards. So anybody who reads my writing cannot believe that I am a mature woman. Sometimes I'm not. But anyway. Hey,
at least you don't call it Central Valley like I do.
Well, that's what it used to be.
That's right.
So anyway, we're going to be emceeing the parade. And the last few years that we've done this, and I'll have the great honor of singing the national anthem, which yay. If it's ever going to mean something to me, it's now. It's always meant something to me. I cry. I get these, like Jesus has spoke through my veins. You know, I have no idea what's going to happen. I blank out and then it just comes out because I turn it over. But it's beautiful because last time it was over 102 entries. And you got everything from World War, you know, the Army, World War One tanks and jeeps from World War Two, and some World War Two veterans. Thank you that they're, you know, we know that they're passing away.
Absolutely.
Quite frequently at this point. So, hey, what does Veterans Day mean for you?
I am so stoked about it. You know, the thing about Veterans Day is, and I'm sure Carl, I used to say this a lot too, we always worked on Veterans Day. Because there was always a parade. or there was always something for us to do, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we used to giggle about it and laugh about it when we were growing up in the Army that, oh, it's Veterans Day. Great. Another parade for us. You know, let's get our uniforms on and go march. But now, now that I'm older, now that I'm, now that I'm retired and I look back and I think of how important that representation was of our service to our communities and the many communities we lived across. Now I'm very proud that I got to do it. And of course, I, you know, Veterans Day is our day now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But yeah, more veterans work on Veterans Day than anywhere else, I think,
yeah.
which is fine if you look back.
And we're going into that time of year, of course, you know, veterans, and Carl's going to be doing a live remote out at Crown Motors again where they give they're giving a wonderful percentage off of vehicles. I think you did that with them last year.
Yep.
And so that all falls around. A Marine Corps birthday ball is around, you know, Veterans Day. But the parade is actually this Saturday. So anyway, you want to talk about a few things in the headlines?
Absolutely.
Have you been watching the World Series?
Yes.
And, you know, what are you thinking right now?
What I'm thinking is you don't even have to be a baseball fan to love it. You know, I mean, I don't watch a lot of baseball throughout the season. They play every night. It's 3 hours, right? We have lives. But when it comes to the World Series, I watch it. And you cannot help but get behind. Actually, both teams. Because, you know, who are these teams? Cleveland Indians and Chicago Cubs. But you can't help but get behind the Cubs.
I mean, well, the Cuban missile is like right there. Watch that guy with a killer look on his face when he pitched 105.
Oh, he's
unbelievable. That's his record, 105. Because Carl looks it up. I go, look it up. So he goes on and he goes on his iPad and he looks stuff up. I want the background. We'll be watching a movie and then I go, oh, that's that guy that was in Boardwalk. Oh, no, it's not. That's the guy that was in Boardwalk. So he looks up. You're right. Because, you know, it's really cool when you see actors, you know, do different things. But we did Super Bowl together.
Absolutely.
You have to wish that old Harry was here to see it and yell, holy cow, just
one line drive it in. Here's a winning run. Sanchez around third. The relay. Out win.
Holy cow.
I love it.
How could you not be? It's infectious. And, you know, at a time right now when we turn the channel and we see, you know what, there's a couple things that, you know, on sorrowful side of things. Okay, two cops killed in Des Moines.
I used to live in Des Moines. Matter of fact, I drove right through Urbandale, Iowa every day to work.
They were going on a call. And there's a 46-year-old guy who, it was ambush style, both of the cops. And is that mine? Yeah.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important phone call.
Okay.
Go ahead, Colonel.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday, dear Ted.
Retired Ted Lighty. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much, Colonel, sir. I'm doing my best to co-host with Linda.
Oh, I tell you what, just turn her loose.
Hey, oh, yeah, we already have, believe me.
I mean, I can hear her laughing from here. So.
It's already a great show.
We talked about the Veterans Day Parade and you know what it means to be a veteran, and that coming up, and then we're going to be going here. You know, we're going to take a break here in a few minutes. We're going to be talking to Ted about what it was like to be born on this day. What? Tell us where you were born, and what, you know, a little birthday story.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, I'm sure he remembers it. It's dark, then light. Yeah. I'm there, and then looking around, going, "Put me back." Okay, hey, look, happy birthday. Y'all have a great show.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Carl.
Yeah. Well, today we've got the Cascade that's coming on to talk about Cascade Christmas, which is the most joyous show of the year. It truly is, and I've taken my parents and even Carl, who gets squirmy sometimes in a theater, will sit there and loves it. I mean, I say that with all capital letters. And then we have a guy coming on to talk about Measure H at 7:30, and at 8 o'clock, we've got Sam Paredes on, which is right up your alley.
So absolutely.
Everything and all changes of laws and everything. Let's talk a little bit before we take the break, and if Cascades run a little bit behind, we can go into more headlines. But your birthday.
My birthday.
You were born.
In Long Beach, California.
Okay.
November 2nd, 1965.
Brothers, sisters?
Brother, 19 months younger, and sister, 4 years younger than me.
So you were, so you were the firstborn.
Absolutely.
Firstborn.
Absolutely.
And did your mom ever tell you about, like, it was, you were an easy baby, you were a naughty baby?
Oh, yeah, she said
baby.
I was real easy.
Okay. You weren't a colicky baby.
No. No, I was always hearty. She does talk about the size of my head. I have a big head. I still have a big head if you look at it.
Really?
Right?
I don't think so. But
yeah. Well, my head didn't grow much in my life. So I had this size head on the baby's body. How was that? You know?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And my kids had big heads,
you
too.
You were born so with full brains.
It. Yeah, yeah. We talk about that quite a bit. But it was in Los Angeles, you know, down in that area. And so I remember a lot of things about Los Angeles. I remember the first Halloween costume I ever remember wearing was a girl. They dressed me up as a girl and my brother.
Really?
And we looked like two little girls.
Well, did you love it?
Yeah, I had a great time. And I do remember my mother telling me, everybody just thought you were two girls trick-or-treating, not dressed up as anything.
We had
dresses on and everything.
Well, that was really actually brave of her.
Yeah.
I think it's cute because at that time there wasn't all this, what gender are you?
Right, absolutely.
You know, it's like, well, you're going to dress up as cute little girls, and it wasn't like you weren't going to be hung up.
No.
You know, so it's just natural.
Yeah, absolutely. And my dad, in my younger years, my dad was in Vietnam.
Okay.
So he left in 67 and didn't come back until like 70, 71. So that was kind of a big deal.
Wow.
I went to I lived in Pico Rivera, if anybody knows where that is. Now, it was a really good area. And since then, I went back. Lisa and I actually went back a few years ago just to look at our childhood homes.
Right.
They were so small.
Oh, right.
I thought they were huge. I thought it was this huge place, right? Because
right.
when you're a kid, everything seems
right.
big. Oh, no. It was tiny. I don't think it was 1,000 square
like,
feet.
Was it track housing?
Yeah,
yes.
Track housing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right there off of Slauson Avenue in Pico Rivera.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we moved to Cottonwood in 75.
Was it a good childhood?
I had a great childhood.
Great.
I mean, an absolute incredible, fun, loved grade school, loved high school, still in touch with all my high school friends.
And your family, your siblings?
Yep.
I love it. That makes me, you know, it warms my heart because, you know, and so, you know, we got to take a break because we're already 3 minutes behind a break. But, happy birthday, buddy. Glad you're here. You're listening to the KCNR 1460. This is Ted Leidy and Linda Bott. And we are going to be continuing on with our show here till 9 o'clock in the morning, as we always do here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
All right.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Vote for my Daly for Assembly 2016.
Tent, whoo! Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. Now we'll keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here.
I'm 14
carats. Oh, I thought it was one of you singing.
I'm 14.
Yeah, I mean, it is Cascade Christmas. I thought we had some singers going on here.
Come right in and tell me all about it.
I love it.
Good morning. It's Wednesday here on KCNR 1460, and Ted Leidy is here with us, and we are so excited to begin to kick off. Hold on a second. Yes, I had the fan on, so it just disturbed me for a second because I want total clarity. So this morning we have two phenomenal ladies with us that are part of the Cascade Christmas experience. Of course, we've seen her a few years in a row, who every time I see her, she blows my mind. I want to stand in line to get her autograph. That's how good she is to me. Lizzie Stockson, who plays Mrs. Claus. I'm serious about that, girlfriend. Welcome to the show.
<Thank you.
laughs> And Kim Acuna, who is the director.
Yes. Yes, thanks
big
for having
time.
Us.
Big time. Okay. So now let's you're here to talk about, let's schmooze, tell our people all about Cascade Christmas. Every year it changes.
Yes, yes.
So we never can expect the same thing twice.
No, which is always exciting. We're very fortunate and blessed to have an original script written by Jessica Weishman. She has outdone herself this year, and it is incredible. I know we say that every year, but every year it gets better and better. So we're really excited to have this one. This year it has evolved even more into a musical. So we have a deeper storyline. We have a more contemporary first act with the magical second act from the North Pole. Don't tell anybody. It's really exciting. There's lots of really fun elements. We've really changed it up this year to just step it up, and it's been a fantastic process.
So what can you give us, just a little hint? Is it in rhyme again this year?
It is not.
Last year was in rhyme.
Yes.
And I didn't, because I tried to do like one off of a page, and I just couldn't somehow get the rhythm of the rhyme. And then when I saw the show, it was like you realized, probably, Ted, telling you this because you're going to get a chance to see the brilliance of what happens in these productions, is that maybe 3 minutes into or 5 minutes into the show, you realize that every actor's line the whole thing is in rhyme.
It is an art form.
It's brilliant. Oh, my God. I would love to see that.
Okay, so that was the first time, right? To do the show in rhyme?
We'd had it done 2 years in a row, and then we decided this year to change things up a little bit, and it's great. We have a live musical element this year, which is really fun. We've got our same magical elements. We've definitely kept that for the kids and a little bit of the adults, because we all love that. But we've just added in a deeper storyline to follow along the way, and I think everybody's going to really enjoy what we have to offer this year.
How about you, Mrs. Claus?
How about me? I love the story this year. I was really impressed with what Jessica came up with the plot. It's because it still has that feeling that we've gone for every year with, you know, finding an underlying theme that speaks to everybody around the holidays, but it's not as it's not as black and white as, oh, let me remember the meaning of Christmas. It's much deeper than that. And I think that that'll really appeal to a lot of people.
Are you, last year you tapped.
I did a little, yeah.
Oh, no, it was really good. Oh,
thank you.
I thought, oh, my gosh, on top of learning all those lines, she had to, are you a, did you tap? Did you learn to tap for this?
No. I have taken a few tap classes in the past. I used to be in Starship, and I was in the Starship band, but all my friends, you know, my closest friends were dancers, and I would always want them to teach me tap moves, and, you know, I've always been fascinated by it.
And I'm not sure people, we were talking to Ted at the break, because they just came back from New York as well, Ted and Lisa, for Lisa's birthday, and it was wonderful to get the pictures and that they saw Kinky Boots on her birthday, and which I'm dying to see, et cetera. But I don't think for Ted, I keep telling him, I'm just so excited it's going to blow his mind, how good the choreography is and the dancers.
Mm-hmm. Our dancers are spectacular. It's
so rockette.
It's very yes. Broadway caliber dancing. I think that you'll be very shocked at the talent level that we have in our little town here.
Oh, I'm completely excited about it.
Yeah. So
it's hard to talk a guy like me into doing something like Kinky Boots, right?
Yeah. I mean, then you bought the jacket and wore it around New York.
I love it. Yeah.
In fact, if Halloween, you'll probably wear the red boots.
That's what she wanted for her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, all right. Well, I guess so. She goes, oh, I want to go to Broadway and see Kinky Boots. I said, okay, well.
Oh, good for you. Well,
that sounds good. So I'll go. And let me tell you, I loved it.
Yeah, and Carl's, we're going to get tickets for the
absolutely loved
February show that's coming through Sacramento. But let's get back to Cascade Christmas. The show this year is called, A Cascade Christmas. Yeah. No thing, it's a theme, just a Christmas theme.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And how are we going to get tickets? And we start, the kickoff is the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Friday's opening night.
Go do your Black Friday shopping, take a nap, and come see the show. It'll be fantastic.
Then Saturday, do you do a matinee on Sunday?
We are doing a matinee on Sunday this year since we're opening on an evening show.
Right. So do you do matinees on Saturdays and Sundays?
This year we'll do a matinee on Saturday and Sunday, the opening weekend.
Right.
The following week we'll just do a matinee on Saturday.
Okay, fantastic. Because I know we're going a week after on December 2nd. Tickets go fast. It gets sold out before you can sneeze. It's done. So that's why we were so happy to have you on. Now, we've got just a few minutes left. Do you have some more input, closing thoughts?
Yeah, go get your tickets, cascadetheater.org. You can also visit the box office. We have plenty of cast members that are wandering around that have information, little cards that you can turn in and get your tickets and help them out. We would love to see you all there. And if you haven't seen it, as some still haven't, please come. Please come. This is the year to introduce yourself to A Cascade Christmas.
And if you do decide to come to the matinee, we do photos on stage after the show with Santa and myself. So you can bring your own camera. Your kids can come up. It's a great opportunity to get that Christmas card photo.
Yes.
Fantastic.
How nice.
All right, gals. Looking forward to it. I know you guys have been in rehearsals now for, a month? 2 months?
Two months.
Can you imagine they've been in rehearsal now for 2 months?
Well, the question is, and I was thinking, this must be something that goes on just about year-round for you. You might not be rehearsing, but you're constantly organizing and supporting and raising funds and putting things together and getting actors and dancers and getting the score put together. And, I mean, it's got to be year-round.
It is, which is exciting. Who doesn't want to do Christmas all year-round?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And be part of such a famous, popular program. So good for both of you.
Thank you.
Good for
all
both
right.
of you.
Thank you so much. And we were talking, of course, to Mrs. Claus this year, Lizzie Stockson, and the director of the show, Kim Acuna. It's really incredible, you guys. It's Cascade Christmas, opening November 25th. Get your tickets now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you for having us.
Good meeting you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Here I am again in this mean old town, and you're so far away from me. And where are you when the sun goes down? You're so far away from me. You're so far away from me.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have to just let this one roll. Tell me that wasn't cool.
I listened to this on the school bus. On the way back and forth to high school.
By the way, happy birthday, buddy. Ted Lighty's here.
Thank you.
On the 7:30 hour in the morning. Bob, give us an update of the weather.
Right now in Reading, we are looking at 48 degrees. It'll be sunny today and mixed clouds for the next couple of days. Next chance of rain Saturday night. Saturday daytime looks good.
All right. Thank you so much. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time that we read it, hear it, Shasta Gas Propane brings it to us. 7:33 in the morning, and welcome to our morning show for all of you who are on our chat pack. Are you watching the activity in there, Bob? Because I know that they're going to be having questions coming in for our next guest here. Joe Wise is our guest this morning. He is the president of Shasta College. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So what does this time of year mean for you? In your position, I mean, each month represents something. And yes, we're getting ready for elections. Yes, we're going to be talking about Proposition H or Measure H, excuse me. But for you personally, as president of the college, what's going on for you?
Well, kind of, we've just finished up the midterm season. And so, you know, kind of that stressful hump, you know, like hump day, I heard
hump semester is kind of over.
And, right. And so we're looking forward to the, you know, closing the semester out in December and all of that comes. So it's kind of a, a whoosh for the students, and then gearing up for the end.
All right. So now we're here to talk something about of something very important, and it's called the general election ballot, of course, Measure H. For those who go to the voting voting booth, which you must go. I mean, if you're listening to this program, you know that we are completely do not condone people not going to the voting booth. So you go to the voting booth, but you need to know what's in front of you if you've not read about measures. So like or not like, we're here with Joe Wise this morning to talk about what is Measure H. What is Measure H?
So Measure H is a bond measure that would be for the college to work on building and remodeling facilities. So it's a property tax measure. And just up front, it's an asking for $19 per $100,000 of assessed value for the college then to go out and improve our old facilities and build a few new ones.
So you're saying that each landowner or property owner, like say your house is worth $200,000, so that would then increase your property value of $19 per $100,000.
So about $38 a year.
So what you have in front of me is it's a $139 million bond to be voted on during this election, which is next Tuesday. And what I have here is to construct a regional public safety training center for fire, law enforcement, and EMT programs. To increase education and job training opportunities for veterans and current military. Ding, ding. We'll get back to that one in a minute.
Sure.
Construct a new training facility for career technical education, CTE, to include welding, advanced manufacturing, and automotive diesel. Upgrade science, technology, engineering, and math STEM labs. We'll get back to that also. Renovate or replace almost 50-year-old classrooms, labs, and student support facilities, including technology upgrades. Cost is approximately, like you said, $19 annually per $100,000 of assessed, not market value of homeowner's property.
Correct.
So whatever they say your house is worth, which, you know, we know has changed a lot in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. So Joe, let's get into what you do as president and how what you've seen in the college system here at Shasta College and who came up with this breakdown.
Well, that's a very good question. Part of my job is to be thinking the long term, not just the short term for the college and the community we serve. And so the last few years we've really been assessing our facility needs and, you know, the college was originally built in 68 to 72 timeframe, mainly 66 to 72, when the voters voted to make it a unified district with Shasta, Tama, Trinity counties, and little pieces of Modoc, Humboldt, and Lassen are thrown in there too. And so, part of what I do is really look at the long term. How do we support the students and the facilities? And the way California works, as most of you know, is with the local property taxes, the bonds that can be issued when the voters approve those for facility improvements. So we've been looking at what some of our needs are, and we've been working closely with lots of different people, especially our fire folks from, let's say, RPD, Reading Fire Department, mm-hmm. and Cal Fire in the various areas and up in Trinity. We've been meeting with them and working on what their training needs are, both for ongoing and as well as our long-term fire program for training new employees. And so one of the big things we found is that we think our training grounds are adequate but not very good. And kind of that's one of our lead projects. We want to be improving that to improve the safety training for both current and new fire employees, as well as perhaps we can get the police involved if, you know, they want some SWAT training and different things like that using facilities.
So are you responsible for creating this ballot or this for the ballot?
I asked our board to approve putting this on the ballot about 4 or 5 months ago. But that was after a couple of years of assessing our current facilities as well as looking at what the future needs would be.
Mm-hmm. Joe, when's the last time you had one on the ballot? When's the last time you had a measure on the ballot, and how is that going?
So we did have we had that original one in the 60s that built the campus out there. And then there was a one in 2002, 14 years ago, I guess it is. And that one's been all spent. So, you know, just down the street here, you see the health science building where our nursing and dental hygiene mm-hmm. programs are housed. That was built with that. We built, really, we're expanding our campus. So we built the Tehama campus down in Red Bluff. If you've been down there, it's a very nice small campus to serve that community. And this bond would have a couple of items to expand that campus over time. And then up in Weaverville, we built a small campus. So it's mostly expanding our facilities rather than improving what we have.
Well, as you see my hand, we are going to take calls about, if you have questions for our president of Shasta College, Joe Wise, about Measure H. Now's your time to give a call, 605-4567. He'll be on with us till 8 o'clock in the morning. But, Bob, we do have a question from the chat pack.
From the chat room, user transparency, what is the percentage that will actually go to veterans? Is any being used out of Shasta County?
Our current plans, that's a good question. Our current plans include building a new building for student services down at the Tehama campus, and that we're budgeting about $1.7 to $1.8 million for that, and a portion of that would be for the veterans outreach down there, dedicated in that facility. And then our main campus, I don't have exact figures, but we're looking at probably, you know, the $1 to $2 million time frame, not time frame, dollar frame work for a veterans center to consolidate our veterans work there at the main campus.
I think that what I mean, Ted, you're obviously a retired veteran. You've served 20-some years. And for Carl and for many people, and we're going to be taking this call here in a second, obviously, somebody else who is also our caller is a retired military. I think people don't mind if there is a ballot that they get behind or a measure that they get behind, but it needs to be, they need to feel the specific, rather than feeling a bundle in there for veterans, where's my money specifically broken down? And I think that's a huge, that's what you're going to be hearing, I think, from today. Ranger Rick, welcome to our show. Would you have a question for our guest?
Yes, good morning. I am very uncomfortable with this bond or this measure. I have been out to the college. I've looked at it recently, and I just feel like the 20% of the veterans that are registered voters in this county need to take a strong look at it. I don't think this bond or this measure would have a chance, and they know it, without just giving lip service here to this veterans building. Now, having said that, been out there recently, I noticed that the whole atmosphere towards veterans was not all that great. It had declined in the recent years. As a matter of fact, the Veterans Center that was there upstairs in the cafeteria was shut down, non-existent, and replaced with a safe zone. So military recruiters can't even, you know, go into the classes. But I think there's just a sense of hostility. And I find it rather ingenious, you know, I don't know. I'm not very impressed with the fact that they're coming to the veteran community and asking, oh, we're going to do good for you now, but we need your vote. We need your money. We need your help to get this measure through. And I'm just uncomfortable with it. I wish that the atmosphere out there was different. I mean, this is almost like a throwback to UCLA in 1978 when I was on there. And, you know,
well, Rick, can I correct one thing you said?
Yeah.
And I'd be glad to show you if you come out to the college again. But we actually moved the Veterans Center to a larger space just down the hall in the 2000 building. So there's actually more space and a nicer space for our Veterans Center rather than it not being there. So
all
I just
right.
wanted to correct that for one thing.
So great.
Okay, that's fine, and then, but why did you take it away? I mean, the veterans program out there is a shambles from what I was involved with it, at least it was out there. There's nothing out there for the veterans now. And I got to tell you, what I'm getting back from why it's declined is because the hostility of not necessarily you and the staff, but of the professors out there that are far left wing liberals, and you got a real divide out there.
Yeah. Rick, it's Ted, brother. Listen, I got to move on. I got it. And I'm going to be asking these questions also.
All right.
And I think we all feel like you do. But with a transparency question, I think we feel like we do. We got Vint on the other line.
Thank you, Ranger Rick.
Vint's going to want to have his say. Hey, Vint, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, brother?
I'm hanging in there, man.
Good.
Hey, I got a concern for this Measure H thing, guys. I actually, for the first time, like a lot of people, I received a mailer. And, you know, like you, Ted, it says veterans all over it. So I, you know, obviously think it's a big concern for me. Being president of CVAC, obviously that takes on an additional concern. But, I called out there to the group and said, hey, what's going on with this measure? How is this a veteran measure? So on. And they explained to me that, a certain percentage was going and how the actual amounts were going to come in and what was going to be used. And I have to say, I'm still very concerned about this, for different reasons than Rick previously. But the simple fact is, I mean, we're talking about less than 2% is actually being used of the 139 million. Part of that is actually out of the county. And then to put the label of veteran, I just feel like the veteran community is being leveraged in this thing in such a way that it just really doesn't feel honorable. The 139 million and only basically 3 million of it. And here's the part that probably concerns me the most. And obviously we're in an environment that really kind of, makes this emphasized. And that is there was no contact of any of the veteran organizations prior to this coming out with a big veteran tag on it. And that was something that I'm sure your guest there remembers me calling up and finding out, but I
went out to the campus
and talked about it and talked to some of the veterans who are out there. I did see, you know, the area where the new veteran place is going to be and where the previous one was. So, I mean, I tried to do a little research on what was going on, but I find it very strange that none of the military organizations, I mean, and again, I run CVAC, so anybody who would have been contacted would have contacted me and let me know what was going on. None of us were contacted, but it gets a big veteran label on it. And then we find out of the $139 million that's being asked for, roughly about, at most $4 million of it is going to be veteran. That doesn't sound like a veteran tax to me. That sounds like, you know, a tax where some of it might get.
Yeah. And basically that's what Rick was expressing also. And I can understand that. I see that. In fact, I got the question before I came to the show today. Someone else asked me that. But then we're up against a break. We got to take a break. So, brother, I look forward to seeing you soon. I know you're training hard for your Spartan race.
Yeah, bet.
I want you to win it.
Let your person know, your guest, that this is a question I'm getting probably by the hundred by people in the community. So,
okay.
I mean, this is a big concern for people.
And he's listening. All right, brother.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Going to take a break here on KCNR. Rick Wise is our guest. He is the president of Shasta College, where our subject this morning is a Measure H coming up in the ballot. We'll be right back here. KCNR 1460.
Some have described me as a watchdog, and I accept that label. I am the city council member who looks out for you, the hardworking citizen, the retiree, the businessman, the taxpayer. I'm the watchdog advocating for lower costs, minimized fees, streamlined red tape for businesses and for all of us. For more information on these and other issues, please go to my website, GaryCadd.com. I'm Gary Cadd. I work for you.
Paid for by Cadd for Council 2016.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank.
Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
The Reading Gun Show this November 12th and 13th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States, carrying all brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories and, of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California this November 12th and 13th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 3rd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bot. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCR, 1460 AM. And you may find
yourself. Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. Yeah, it is Wednesday. It's hump day. Ted Lighty.
Linda Bott.
Good morning.
How are you?
And happy birthday. I'm going to say that every time.
I'm so excited. I love the holidays.
Yeah, you love the holidays, and it starts with, you know.
Starts with my birthday.
And I kept saying to Carl, Ted's birthday's today, because it kept coming up on Facebook. Did he say yes to you to co-host the show with me this morning, knowing it's his birthday?
Yeah, I'm also working tonight. Wasn't too happy about it.
Are you teaching?
Yeah, I'm teaching. Well, it's the first Wednesday of every month, and I always teach in Chico. And
okay.
So it just happened to be on my birthday. I couldn't say I can't work. It's all on my birthday.
May I quickly interject that I proudly went down to the SO and picked up my CCW. Thanks. In a large part to Ted's class, both Brenda and I picked up our certificates.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And you know what I love seeing? Our renewal classes, our CCW renewal classes, are like old home week.
Fun.
Oh, it's just a whole bunch of our friends that we know that we've either taught through the years or met through the years, whatever. They come. They get into a little classroom we set up over at Sportsman's Warehouse. And for 4 hours, we talk guns, personal protection, transportation, storage, responsible use, safety, and basically whatever else we want to talk about. And I mean, that 4 hours, I just did it last night, and I'm doing it tonight also, flies by.
Right.
It's almost like, I tell people, don't tell my family that I'm not working.
It's fine.
No, I'm not working.
Well, at 8 o'clock we have Sam Paredes calling in too, but right now we've got Joe Weiss with us. He is the president of Shasta College, and you know, Joe's got like three nicknames this morning, but his official name is Joe Wise. So and we are taking your calls and your chat. If you're calling in, if you want to call dial in or go into kcnr1460.com, you can get into the chat room, and we do take up your questions that way as well. So, Joe, you know, you've heard the concern about the veterans' issues as far as the increased education and job training opportunities for veterans and current military. That's part of this Measure H.
Yeah, and I hear and talk to people about similar concerns. And, you know, part of my answer, and maybe people won't like all of this answer, but, you know, our veterans, we're trying to create a space, a much better space for them to have a home on campus, but they're served by all our programs. And so really, just like all our students, the fixing up our old buildings and adding a couple of new ones are going to help all our students, including the veterans. And, you know, maybe that's not the answer people want to hear, but truly, if we had $139 million Veterans Center and no buildings for programs, it really wouldn't do much for us. So that's kind of the idea.
I think they're probably okay with Vint and Rick.
Yeah, yeah, and right? You know, I like hearing from from people what their concerns are.
Well, the bottom line is those are leaders in our community. I mean, those guys are serious veteran advocates. I've known them for many, many years, and I'm glad I called in.
I am too. STEM labs. So let's talk to you. One of the things is upgrading science, technology, engineering, and math, and STEM labs.
Yeah. So many, many careers now are expecting to have better STEM connections, and. So we want to make sure that we stay up with the times. Our last bond, we did remodel a portion, most of our science labs, but that was now about 11 years ago. And so we're thinking maybe towards the end of this bond issuance, we'd need another upgrade. So we're looking at that would be like an end project, maybe 10, 12 years out to refresh those facilities again. But we want to make sure we have good technology supporting the STEM labs and equipment and that sort of thing. And so this will allow for both those things to happen over time.
Construct a regional public safety training center for fire, law enforcement, and EMT programs. What does that look like for you?
So that's really one of our really exciting projects because what we're doing, we actually on our website, there's a aerial view of a footprint plan of what that will look like out by our north entrance. And really, you know, having a rappelling tower and a better live burn tower facility and other apparatus like that, and also a small new classroom and storage area. So that's one of our really exciting projects that I think will serve the whole region for many, many years to come.
And I think most people can probably get behind that type of expansion.
Right, absolutely.
You know, I mean, this really looks to me like a little bit of a remodel, but also an expansion of our educational facilities here.
Well,
in the area.
You know,
that's what it looks like to me.
Of course, I'm the college president, so I believe in education. But Shasta College, I think we've been doing a lot the last 8-10 years where we're really getting a positive impact to the community. And so, you know, there are a lot of negative problems we have to deal with, but I think improving the college only helps the community over time.
We have another question from our chat room.
Chat Packer, Mike, looking for clarification. Now, even though there are are the residents in Tehama and Trinity counties voting to raise their taxes to support this measure, or is this just Shasta County?
So this is all within our boundaries. So Shasta, Tehama, Trinity counties, and little portions, like I said, of Modoc, Humboldt, and Lassen we serve
and are those
officially.
Folks, is this on their ballots?
And it's on their
as well.
Ballots as well, just for that, those
go,
portions
Mike.
Of those counties. Of course, many of the residents of those areas come to the main campus for support, but it also helps support technology to continue to bring the education out to the extension sites.
And that's a good question. That's a great question.
Well, so Ted, go ahead. Shoot.
I think that health and safety improvements, we're talking about updating crucial facilities. So you guys already have your structures targeted that you're going to remodel or you're going to refurbish.
Yeah, there's about 14 main buildings on the campus that over the life of this bond would be our plan to be remodeled and fixed up. But also, you know, under that health and safety, we have, you know, unfortunately, as you know, violence on campuses and shootings and that sort of thing. We're trying to make sure we update emergency systems on campus, any improvements as we're fixing these buildings, making them safer so if we need a better lockdown system. We have a pretty good one in place we practice, but we want to make sure we have more improvements for safety of students as well.
Speaking of that, we rarely hear of any type of violent occurrences out at Shasta College. You guys have a pretty low incidence of that, right?
Yes, and hopefully that stays that way. We have a really, really beefed up our campus safety officers, and we have a good relationship with our local law enforcement, and so that really helps us a lot.
Good, good. Really good. Now, if Measure H goes through, the passes, when can you expect to start getting these funds?
Probably sometime next year would be the first time the funds would come in. We'd be setting up a Citizens Bond Oversight Committee, making sure they would be the kind of the watchdogs, making sure we're spending the money on what the voters said we could, only on facilities, not on salaries and that sort of thing. So it takes a little time to set that up. We'd have to detail a little more plans with our architect and move from there. So it'd probably be maybe next summer would be the first.
And you have a priority list of projects. So it'll be the first project will be what?
Our first projects will be will be related to the fire training grounds.
Okay.
Probably two new facilities, one for career tech and one for general education, so that then we can use that to domino effect and move programs into there so we can remodel behind it.
And you have a pretty famous, you have a very popular fire training program.
Yeah, we do.
Shasta College.
Thank you so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for having
me. All right, we'll be right back at the 8 o'clock hour with Sam Paredes talking about gun laws here, and Ted Leidy's our guest, KCNR 1460.
News is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say that they have captured the man suspected in the ambush killings of two Des Moines area police officers.
Police say a series of leads and investigative tips led them to the capture of 46-year-old Scott Michael Green of Urbandale. Green is a suspect in the separate shootings early today in Des Moines in the suburb of Urbandale. Police had closed long stretches of roads about 2 miles apart where the officers were found in their cars. The Urbandale officer was dead at the scene. The Des Moines officer died at a hospital.
As correspondent Jeremy House, House Speaker Paul Ryan weighed in on the killings this morning as he was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network.
Everybody needs to just say a prayer and then go thank a cop. If you see a police officer, wherever you are in your day in this country, just give them some reassurance, because you got to know every police officer is thinking about this, and they need to know that they're in our hearts and our prayers.
Paul Ryan was interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show. U.S. companies added the fewest jobs in 4 months in October as construction and manufacturing firms continue to shed workers. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says he's taking the slowdown in stride.
We have seen some slowing, but 150K is still a very good, solid number, well above the rate of job growth needed to absorb the growth in the working age population.
The new jobs total of 147,000 came in below expectations. It's winner take all in Cleveland tonight when the Indians and the Chicago Cubs fight for the World Series championship after a third victory last night for his team. Cubs manager Joe Maddon says defense played a major role.
That's what we normally do. We're used to making good defensive plays. We're also capable of spectacular defensive plays.
The Indians have not won a title since 1948. The Cubs have not experienced a World Series championship since 1908. Looking to Wall Street, it's been a struggle for the major indexes. Right now, it's the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down by just about 40 points. The S&P 500, down by 8. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Trump campaign is firmly rejecting the embrace of a newspaper affiliated with the Ku Klux Klan. The latest issue of The Crusader, using Trump's Make America Great Again campaign slogan as its headline for an editorial praising the catchphrase and the Republican presidential candidate. The newspaper bills itself as the premier voice of white resistance, but in a statement, the Trump campaign called the newspaper repulsive. There's some surprising new information from the government on just who is trying to sneak across the Mexican border into the United States.
A growing number are coming from India, China, and other far-flung countries. While Latin Americans still account for the vast majority of the 408,000 caught trying to cross the border last year, their numbers have actually dropped. Officials say the changing face of illegal immigration is cause for concern. While those from neighboring countries can usually be sent home within days, the costs of housing, processing, and deporting others threatens to overload facilities.
That's Wally Hines. More from townhall.com. It's been a chilly autumn for auto sales. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
General Motors reports domestic sales fell 1.7% to 259,000 vehicles last month. Fiat Chrysler sales dropped 10%, while Nissan's fell 2%. Volkswagen, which is still recovering from its diesel cheating scandal, says its sales tumbled 18.5% to just under 25,000 vehicles.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Ford says its U.S. sales fell 12% in October, hampered by a slowing market and a safety recall. Most automakers reported their sales on Monday of this week. Ford's results had to be delayed by a day because of an electrical fire at its Dearborn, Michigan headquarters. Its car sales plummeted 27.5%. SUV sales were down 9%. And F-Series pickup sales were flat compared to October of last year. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. It's at Carl and Linda Bach. Carl is actually on his way to Sacramento, where he is on the Citizens Council Advisory Board for the California Highway Patrol. And so Ted Leidy is in his chair today. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Linda. I'm so happy to be here. I love to do
that. And it's your birthday today.
It is my birthday.
Thank you so much, buddy. You know, we love you. And we love you and Lisa, but we love what you do, and you and Carl are buddies, and you like do some of these. Let's get some of our sponsors, and we do have somebody very important on the phone. You guys really have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes,
to share with our listeners. But we want to start off our morning by asking Bob what the weather looks like.
Right now in Reading, we are at 49 degrees, looking at the forecast over the next couple of days, because there's a lot of concern over the Veterans Parade, but we will get to that in a moment. High today will be 66 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Low tonight, 46, partly cloudy for Thursday, warming up into the mid-70s. Friday, pretty much the same. Saturday will be sunny with a high of 68. Then Saturday night, a change. With rain moving in, high percentage of rain, only about a quarter of an inch, but every little bit is helping. By the way, as an aside, the month of October saw twice the normal rainfall for that month. In fact, Shasta Lake came up a foot from between the 30th and 31st. So if the agencies don't let all the water out to feed some fish or other, we should be looking good for next year. We are currently, I'll double-check the numbers, we're about 70 feet down from the top at Shasta Dam, which is a good place to be this time of year.
Absolutely.
All right. So the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, largest walk-in humidor in the North State, and inside Espresso Joe's for all of your coffee needs. Go buy coffee beads by the pound. It's amazing. And, of course, pumpkin chai latte and all your wonderful holiday beans. You're going to be going to parties, Thanksgiving, all kinds of things. Take some coffee beans as a hostess gift. That is really the best. Also want to remind you that on the Veterans Day parade, which is November 5th, there is going to be a veteran celebration in the park after the parade from 11 to 2, where you're going to have Lou White and his band, a military vehicle show, shine, local veterans recognition, flag ceremony, and veteran display. So that is from 11 to 2, brought to you by Chamber of Commerce in Shasta Lake, Chamber of Commerce. Now, let's go to the phones with our special guest, and you can introduce him like none other.
All right, Sam Paredes from California Gun Owners Association. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, folks?
Good, Sam. I'm Ted Leidy. We've met numerous times. I'm the senior instructor over at Northern Firearms Instruction. I'm sitting in for Carl today. Linda and I are hosting the show. So we are very, very happy to have you with us. And we're kind of interested in hearing an update and talk about Prop 63 a little bit and all the rest of it.
Sure. Boy, there is so much going on. And for all your listeners and all of our supporters, the bottom line is that this election, and we've said it before, but this time it's really true, is the most important election in our lifetimes if you support the Second Amendment. With regards to Prop 63 here in California, the proposition that is superfluous, as a matter of fact, whether you support gun control or not, ammunition, background check, and registration is already a part of the law. It was passed by the legislature. A ban on any magazines that hold more than 10 rounds is already law. It was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. This initiative is a duplicative effort that kind of messes everything up. Again, whether you like gun control or not, it is the law, and that law was worked out by the California State Chiefs of Police and the legislature and the governor. They came up with a system that wouldn't cost anything more than $1 per box. You don't have to get identification cards. There's no complicated databases or anything that has to be collected. And the initiative, what it does, is it's going to cost tens of millions of dollars, according to the nonpartisan state legislative analyst office, tens of millions of dollars to operate. It will create databases with tens of millions of transactions and millions of ammo buyers in the state of California. There are some other things in the initiative, but you know what? Those things are not worth coming up with a system that is absolutely going to be totally broken. Now, again, we don't support ammunition registration and background checks. We don't support the banning of the law. The initiative will be a disaster and would guarantee that everything goes into the courts, and we will be uncertain as to what the laws are for well over a year. So vote no on Prop 63. The Coalition for Civil Liberties is a group of all of the pro-gun groups, all of law enforcement in the state of California, including the sheriffs, the chiefs, prison guards, game wardens, deputies, police officers. Everybody says vote no on Prop 63 on the law enforcement side. So who are you going to believe, Gavin Newsom or all of the chiefs of police of the state of California as to whether you should support Prop 63?
Well, also, so Sam, just for everybody, just so that everybody understands what we're talking about here, we're talking about designing, the state is going to design another database that mirrors the database we have already for registering firearms called the Automated Firearm System. And they're going to design and run that database just for ammunition.
That's correct.
So every you go and make a purchase of ammunition, you are going to be logged in, and that ammunition is going to be recorded somewhere, and that record's going to be kept for 2 years. So,
well, that's 2 years under the initiative, under the legislation. But in essence, you and I know that once they have a record, they have a record forever.
Oh, absolutely.
So they will know all the ammunition that we ever purchase. And Ted, if you and I, you know, we're fairly active shooters. We buy a significant amount of ammunition to shoot our shotguns and our rifles and our handguns. Somebody like Kim Rohde, who shoots, our six-time Olympian, who won a bronze medal in skeet this year, she shoots 300,000 rounds of ammunition a year. Under the initiative, she will not be able to buy ammunition to be able to practice and compete. while she's a resident of California. She will have to leave California in order to continue to pursue her Olympic sport because of the complexities of the laws. And you know, they know what they're doing, Ted. They want to make this so difficult and complicated that no one will want to buy ammunition or buy guns. That's what their goal is, and they're doing a pretty doggone good job of it.
Yeah, they're working it very well. And, of course, we know because of our circles, you know, we walk in gun owner circles. We know that that's not the answer. Of course, nobody's listening to that. But, you know, mandating or restricting our liberties and freedoms are not the answer. The answer is, why don't we just go ahead and enforce the laws that we have in place already? That would be really good. And I think you'd see it really made a difference in crime, because, you know, they're telling, the narrative is, this is going to help with violent crime. But, you know, it's not going to make one lick of difference. I mean, not one lick of difference. But I'll tell you what it will do is it will give them money every year because they're going to charge us a permit fee, correct?
Under the initiative, that is correct. Not under the legislation that is already part of the law. So you are correct.
Right. So they're going to charge us a permit fee every year. We have to undergo background checks and have all of our ammo purchases recorded. That is just, I can't even believe anybody would think about voting for that.
Ted, it's you know, we should vote no. Just
well,
take our word for it. You know, look at it, vote no. It's 34 pages of legal mumbo jumbo that attorneys have tried to read and are confused with. That's how long this initiative is. The law that's going to be put into our books. Every law enforcement agency in the state of California, every group that has taken a position against Prop 63. Why? They're the ones who stand to protect us. They're the ones who stand between us and the criminal element, and they say that Prop 63 is a disaster, will not work, and must be defeated. So, if you don't want to read 34 pages of legal ease, just look to see who's supporting it. A slick politician from San Francisco or every law enforcement group in the state of California who opposes it. To me, the decision is pretty easy. But anybody who has questions and stuff, we'd be happy to try to respond to them. You can go to our website at gunownerca.com. You can go to StopTheAmmoGrab.com in order to get to the Coalition for Civil Liberties website and find out everything that's happening with Prop 63. And it's a lot. There's just, we're pulling out all the stops, Ted. We're contacting millions of people through new vehicles of campaigning, including social media. We've got videos that are out that are being spread and going viral as people are looking to see what law enforcement says, what the LGBT community says, who's opposed to this measure, what our Olympians say, what our competitors say, what people who protect their homes with guns in their homes, what they say. So be active, pay attention. This fight is not over until next Tuesday.
Oh yeah, we have to get the word out. I know, of course, you know I've already voted, but we have to get the word out. And if we can just get one or two more no votes, that would make my morning worthwhile. Sam, I hope you hang on. We have to go to break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about this proposition.
We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
The dark side's called a love of misery. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion. I'll tell you what, when you go to that boutique and you get, you'll feel like this. Yeah, baby, I'm looking good. Because
right.
The girls dressed me right. They fit my body, my color, everything. It's all great. So Dandelion, expanded store on Pine Street. Fantastic. Great boutique. Really, really fun place to go. Probably the best, I would say the best boutique in all of the Redding and, out of Red Bluff area. They're fantastic. Largest dealer of Brighton in the North State. Well, let's get back to our topic this morning with Sam Paredes, and he is the president of Gun Owners Legislation. What is it called?
California Gun Owners Association, CGOA.
Yes, there we go.
That's right. Sam, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Right on. So we talked a little bit about ammunition. In Prop 63, it also addresses certain types of center fire rifles. Is that correct?
No, Prop 63 doesn't affect guns at all, except for when somebody is convicted of a crime that disqualifies them for having guns, the court will immediately issue, this initiative says the court will immediately issue an order to have them turn in their guns. And then, of course, the people who are convicted are going to have to sign an affidavit to the court saying, yes, I got rid of my guns. I've just been convicted of a felony, and I'm telling you that I got rid of my guns. It's really a silly provision of the initiative because we already have laws on the books that say that felons cannot have guns. We have a system, although it's not working really well, we have a system in place called the Armed Prohibited Persons System that matches anybody who the government knows owns guns versus anybody who has been disqualified because of a crime or they have been mentally adjudicated as mentally deficient. And then the government can go and check to see if they actually got rid of those guns. So we have a system in place. Ted, Gavin Newsom, what he did is he got a package of bills that were either defeated in the legislature or vetoed by the governor, put them together and said, this is the savior for gun control or for lives. With this, we're going to save hundreds and thousands of lives in the state of California with this initiative. Oh, and by the way, I'm running for governor in 2 years. And that's in essence what he did, because he didn't consult anybody. He didn't consult the Department of Justice. He didn't consult law enforcement. He didn't consult anybody. He just wrote an anti-gun initiative and put it on the books. And that's what we're fighting. Thankfully, we have got a spirited campaign against it. One of our top law enforcement leaders is your own homegrown Sheriff Tom Bosenko, who's one of our top law enforcement officials. We have him on some of our videos, and he has articulately explained to people why Prop 63 is a bad idea. There are other provisions to Prop 63. It says that if you have a gun that is lost, that you lose a gun or you have it stolen, you have to report it within the time frame that basically the government thinks you should have known that it was stolen. And in which case, you have a gun stolen and you don't report it on time, you go from victim to criminal. That's terrible.
They're turning us all into criminals, because
that's correct.
I mean, you know, if you limit the amount of ammunition that I can use as a professional user, I'm gonna have to do what I got to do to feed my family. You know,
yes, sir.
That's not a complicated issue for me. In addition, the Prop 63 limits where we can purchase ammo. Is that correct?
Well, it limits. Yes, we can only purchase ammunition from anybody who is a licensed and certified ammunition vendor. We cannot give away or sell any of our personal ammo. We can up until 500 rounds. After 500 rounds in a year total, then you have to register as a licensed ammunition vendor, and you have to go through a background check and get a certificate and pay a fee in order to be allowed by the law to sell ammunition in the state of California. Then you can have it delivered to you, and then you can sell it, and then you have to comply with all of the reporting requirements that are part of the process. It's ridiculous. We tried this before. The federal government had ammunition registration nationwide, and they dumped it because in the 20-some years that it was in place, not a single crime was solved. It was never helpful in resolving any sort of a crime. It didn't prevent any crime. This was nationwide, but here in California, Gavin Newsom, slick San Francisco politician, thinks that we can do it better than the nation did, and it tries the soul, my friends.
I think Gavin Newsom is the consummate irresponsible leader that we have really come to distrust, and you know, frankly, there are many, many others out there. And the idea that he is doing something for the greater good in this ammunition or in this proposition is not even close to being right. I mean, or correct. Nobody would believe that if you sat down with a clear mind and said, okay, look, I'm just going to listen to the facts. And I told you our story, the true story. You'd say, well, no, why would we ever want to do that? Why don't we just enforce the laws we have already?
Right.
And then that would probably work. But like you said, they have the prohibited persons list already. Why doesn't that list work? Why do we have to pass more laws to get something to work that's already in place, Sam?
Well, the reason that the list doesn't work is because the Attorney General of the state of California, Kamala Harris, hasn't given it the attention that's required. They don't have it staffed appropriately. They don't take the time to find out those people who have actually followed the law, complied with the law, and gotten rid of their guns once they have become ineligible. They don't take the time to do the homework to find out if they actually did that. So instead, they waste law enforcement time and money and resources by going out and knocking on doors and intimidating people to let them in, to show them where they have their guns. And oftentimes they go in and, doggone it, they have no guns because they complied with the law. I was convicted of a misdemeanor that disqualified me from owning guns, officer, and I turned over my guns, you know, transferred my guns to somebody where I don't have control of them. And they go, oops, well, we're sorry. Have a nice day. Okay, everybody on the SWAT team, get back into the vehicles, and we're going to the next house. It's just a lack of care and follow-through in the implementation of a law that had very good intent, but because of the way it's been applied so far by a very anti-gun attorney general, it is a mess. But let me guarantee you, this initiative will take that mess and turn it into a massive disaster. Imagine this. Go ahead, Sam. Imagine this. 1.75 million new guns were purchased in the state of California last year. The average person buys 4 boxes of ammunition for any new gun they buy. So now we're talking about close to almost 6 million boxes of ammunition just for the people that bought new guns. There are 40 million other guns owned in the state of California for which people bought ammunition. You are talking about tens of millions of firearms transactions that this Department of Justice is going to have to keep a record of for a long time. These are going to be legal documents, the legal records, and they're going to have to keep track of. Golly, they can't keep track of driver's licenses at the DMV. What makes you think they're going to be able to keep, you know, 50 or 100,000 records at DOJ? It's not even laughable.
Yeah, no, I can tell you, and I may have to tell you my story after the break, but I actually had something like this happen to me. The DOJ actually went to somebody's house and seized some firearms.
What?
Yeah, mistakenly. It was a mistake, a complete and total mistake. Now, these are guys in uniform, raided a house of a guy who was completely legal to have firearms. Of course, they asked him if they could come in. They didn't have a warrant. He said, no, you're not coming to my house. Why do you want to come to my house for? Long and short of it is, they did get three of my firearms. I still have yet to get them back. I've contacted DOJ. I've done everything except contact Brian Dolly's office, which I'm doing today. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a court order. Yeah. I have a court order.
Sam. Do you know what they said? Yeah. The order has to come from the court. Can't come from you. And the court has yet to send it to us. Or we can't find it. Quote.
You know that, as they say in rural America, that's a load of sheep dip.
18 you know months that, they've had those guns. 18 well, months. Yeah.
You talk to Brian Dolly, and after this is all done, you give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you get this resolved expeditiously and to your great satisfaction.
We are going to follow this up because that is just criminal.
Yeah, true. And I've been very patient. You know,
when law enforcement operates like organized crime, disobeying the laws, ignoring the laws, we need to stop and say, that's enough. We need to say, no, we're going to do something about it, whether we have to go to the courts, whether we have to go to the legislature, or whether we have to go to the ballot. That's what we're going to have to do. And Ted, your story might be the lightning rod that starts this process going, because they have gone 10 steps too far, and it's time to say no. Enough is enough.
And on that note, we're going to have to take a break. We're over time here. You want to hang out to the other side, Sam? Can you?
I sure will.
Okay,
well, for one more segment.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thanks. After these messages here on KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. Stay right there.
The the Reading Gun Show this November 12th and 13th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States, carrying all brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories and, of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California this November 12th and 13th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
The 24th Annual Lions Club Veterans Day Parade and Salute to Those That Serve in Uniform will be Saturday, November 5th in the city of Shasta Lake. This annual patriotic event will feature Lieutenant Commander James W. Gibson, USN retired, as the Grand Marshal, and will feature more than 100 entries plus a flyover of vintage military aircraft. It all kicks off with a great pancake breakfast starting at 6 a.m. After the parade, you're invited to a luncheon by the American Legion. Veterans United is the theme of the 24th Annual Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake starting at 10 a.m. Saturday, November 5th.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460.
Oh, man.
Love me some, that's Golden Earring, right? I love this Golden Earring.
Guys.
All right.
Classic rock and roll.
Welcome
song
back right to there. KCNR 1460. And let's get right to it. We've got Sam Paredes on the phone, and Ted Leidy is our guest today. If you're just tuning in here at the last minute, it's Linda Bott, and Carl is at the Highway Patrol Citizen Advisory Board down in the state capital area, where everybody from California meets there and quarterly and finds out what's happening with that. But we're talking about gun laws this morning, and I tell you, Ted, I know you wanted to talk about a few things that you learned about your CCW renewal that you're teaching and doing, but also to follow up on the case that you just kind of shared with this morning with Sam. Boy, I'll tell you what, at the break, you let some more stuff out that just like blew my mind.
Yeah, yeah, and I've never really talked about it publicly because it's almost a dirty laundry thing. But yeah, I actually talked to the sheriff about it, and he's been very helpful.
He didn't know that this was happening.
Mm-mm, no, he didn't know.
So the DOJ came into Reading.
Came into Reading.
And
seized the guns.
You were having your guns. Somebody was cleaning them.
Yep,
that's a gunsmith.
Yep, right.
And they raided his house.
Right.
Where he had, there were four or five
mistake.
Other people who had their guns also being cleaned at this guy's.
Yes.
So they raided him, and it was a mistake. And so those three of your guns you're trying to get back.
Yep. Absolutely. I have a court order. I did send down to the DOJ, and of course, the DOJ said that's not our process. We have to wait to get the order from the court. And I said, well, okay. And he said, and the guy was really nice. And he said, you know, I'm really sorry. Here's what he said. I have 14,000 cases I'm running right now. Mm-hmm. And I did. He was trying to be helpful. He's a friend of a Sheriff Pasenko's, and he was trying to help me out. But honestly, I don't think that they can help me out. I don't think they can get to the bottom of the paperwork and figure out, number one, where those guns are. Number two, where the court order is getting them to release the firearms to me. And I'll tell you something else that they made me do. And this is going to be interesting for you, Sam. Before I could get the guns returned to me, I had to register them. Yeah. So you know what happened there, right? Because a couple of them weren't registered. They were old long guns that were prior to the registration. But when I talked to the DOJ about getting them back, they made me register them, first off. After I registered them, then, of course, they said, well, I'm glad you registered them. Now, we're not sure where they're at. And you can kind of, if you can find them, you can get them back. But so kind of good luck. So we've been working on it for a while. It's been a year and a half, by the way, that this has been going on. And, so the next step, of course, is to call some legislators that we know and see if they can help us out. But
yeah. And, the next step would be a lawsuit, because once you start costing them money, they start to pay attention, and they cut through the gobbledygook, and they get to that one issue that's costing them money, and they usually try to resolve it as quickly as possible, because the last thing they want to do is lose money to pay the staff that they've got. I mean, what's going on in the Department of Justice is mind-blowing. Get this. Thanksgiving, everybody in the world is taking a holiday, except maybe a few gas stations, maybe a few emergency places. But it is a national holiday. All gun stores are closed. All Department of Justice, Bureau of Firearms, has their operation open during Thanksgiving so that people can process the sale of guns, and so that they have their information network on board. Well, the only thing that guarantees is that you're going to have a bunch of government workers that are going to be paid triple time for working on a holiday, and nobody is going to call because everybody in the world is shut down. Now, mind you, the next day, Black Friday, the busiest day in the world for the sales of everything, Department of Justice has decided that they're not going to roll into the office until noon.
Oh, you are kidding me.
And then fire up the system in order to be able to process the sale of guns and background checks and all of that stuff. And of course, they will keep it open till 11 or midnight in order to be able to accommodate the sale. So, you know, the only thing I can think is they're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day party at the office while nobody is calling in and people are getting paid, you know, triple time, and then, kind of sleep it off a little bit and then saunter in on Friday by noon to fire up the system. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no customer perspective and relations considered here. It's all about them. Ted, they should find your guns and process them as quickly as possible. You have made the job easy for them. By getting them the court order, by getting them all of the information, the job should be easy. But that is not the system that we have in place. And these are the people that we are going to entrust a database of ammunition purchasers and purchases that's going to number in the tens of millions per year.
Yeah, it just blows my mind. It's a mind blow to me. I mean, it's so far out in left field. I mean, Prop 63 is a no, no, no. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just more. I mean, I can't. There are other propositions that I don't care for either. 57 is one of them, but 63 is an absolute no.
All right. Well, great. And we're so happy to have you. I mean, I think it's fantastic that we got that out there this morning. And, Sam, we're so happy to have had you on our show again on KCNR. Love you calling in on a monthly basis and being available. You know, it's Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, the main guy in charge.
Oh, yeah. Sam, it's so nice to talk to you. And I look forward to seeing you again face-to-face.
You'll see me face-to-face here real soon, and it's always a pleasure to be on this show. Carl and Linda and Ted, I love you guys. I appreciate the fresh air that you put out there for people to see common sense, logic, the truth. That's an amazing thing. You guys are beacons of light, and I thank you for your dedication to communicating with your listeners in a very, very real way. So God bless you all.
You bet, Sam. Have
Same
a great day, my friend.
All right, thanks. Okay, we are going to be taking a break here, but, you know, it's really all about being responsible and informed. Being informed is the most important thing. You have your feeling about, you know, voting no on 63. Some people are, you know, we have a wide variety of listeners on our KCNR morning program. But we, you know, we're pretty passionate. And, of course, you know, you and Carl teach gun classes. So, you know, I thought it was perfect not only, you know, that it's your birthday and we love you and we think what you're doing is pretty incredible, is that there's more and more people wanting to take, and women especially, wanting to take gun classes. So we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Thank you again, Sam. We'll be right back here on our morning show on KCNR 1460. Bob Belongi's at the helm. It's Linda Bott and Ted Leidy today on Free Fire Radio.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading, that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Hilarious stand-up comedian Paula Poundstone is coming to Reading. She's the stuff of legend, the queen of the one-liner. Paula Poundstone is hilarious, and she's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, November 5th.
You know, Ella Fitzgerald once worked on this stage, but did she put her butt on the floor? No.
Get tickets while there's still a few left at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
That's what makes me special.
Proposition 52. It protects current Medi-Cal funding by extending the state Medi-Cal hospital fee program that has been working since 2009. Prop 52 also strictly prohibits the legislature from diverting those funds for other purposes. That's why business and labor agree, yes on 52. Every major newspaper in the state agrees, yes on 52. Both political parties agree, yes on 52. Teachers agree, yes on 52. Advocates for children and seniors agree, yes on 52. And health professionals and hospitals from every corner of California agree, yes on 52. Proposition 52 is that rare initiative with unprecedented support and no organized opposition. Because it's been tested, tried, and true, yes on 52. Paid for by Yes on Proposition 52, a coalition of California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems and nonprofit healthcare organizations, with major funding by California Health Foundation and Trust and Dignity Health.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back.
Love me some ACDC.
Bob Balaji, he's a guy who picks out the, likes the bump music.
Yeah, he's rocking.
Yeah, he knows all these songs.
Let me get your blood pumping a little bit there. This is music to slam coffees to. Or beer,
right,
depending on the time of day.
Good
That's
morning,
right,
and welcome back to KCNR 1460. And look what's happening here in November. My gosh, Thursday night, by the way. Gosh, that's day after tomorrow. I'll be at Wind River for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, and I'll have my trio, which is Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Viramonte. Special guest on guitar is Bernie Baker. So we're going to be at the steakhouse from 7 to 9, you know, in Elements, and you can have steak and lobster, and it's just a fun night. My folks are coming up. They're driving up Thursday, and it'll be nice. And I think we're going to go try to see that movie Friday called Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, Hacksaw Ridge. I want to see that.
Right. So I think we're going to go Friday. You're welcome to join us. I think if there's a 12 o'clock showing or something. And, then Saturday's the Veterans Day Parade. And I wanted to make that announcement again that, the parade, I think, starts at 10.
Yes.
But get there at 9. You need to get your place. It's very well attended. People love this parade. And last year they had 102 entries. How do I know? Because we emceed it. And I think we actually did it live remote. We're not doing a live remote this year. However, we're going to be announcing it, if that's what you call, you know, announcing.
Right.
So they change where somebody doesn't make it or one of the vehicles is stalled or something. But it really is the largest Veterans Day parade outside of Fresno.
Oh, so famous, popular. Very popular. You know, speaking of movies, we take turns choosing movies.
Okay,
Lisa
yes,
and I.
Yes.
Have you seen that movie called Me Before You with Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones?
No, but I understand that's a real tearjerker.
It is a sobber. I mean,
Chick
let me tell you.
Somebody dies, Chick, right?
It is a sobber. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know what you get when I pick.
Right. Okay. Well, that I
this she is, has to sit through that.
Yeah. We do the spy thrillers and a lot of the gun shows. But Carl every now and then will say, what do you want to see? And you know, I like thrillers too. I don't like a lot of bloody gutty kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, Lisa doesn't like that.
Yeah, and I do not like slasher films at all.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it was a really good movie.
Okay.
I would recommend it.
All right.
But just be prepared
to
sob.
Me Before You. Okay. And I heard a lot of people talk about that. They liked Girl on the Train. They thought it was a psychological twist thriller. What was the last thing that we actually went to go see and we've enjoyed? It was another, I can't even remember what it was, but it was good.
Did you see The Secret Life of Pets?
Oh. I wanted to be first in line.
Oh, did you see it?
Yes.
Oh, was
laughed
it good?
And laughed and laughed. Yes, I had to see it. I laughed out loud when the previews came, and Carl looked at me because I just laugh out loud. You know, you can't control it if your funny bone gets tickled. So yeah, we went to go see that, but we've seen some pretty good movies lately. But we're selective. I'm going to have to just try to pull those up in my memory of they were. You know, we're probably going to see the Jack Reacher film coming up. But Hacksaw Ridge is a true story.
I want to see that. When does it come out?
I think it begins this Friday.
And directed by
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. Good for Mel. Good for Mel.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things? Do you and Carl ever watch TV separately?
Yes.
And one of my favorite things is to listen to Lisa laugh in the other room by herself.
Yes, yes.
I mean, she'll laugh hysterically in the other room by herself.
Yes.
I'm watching football on my TV, and it must be only about 30 feet away, and she's watching something that she wants to watch, right?
A movie that she would like is The Accountant. That's the last thing we saw. It was really good with Ben Affleck.
Oh, okay.
The Accountant. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. Yeah. we usually watch TV together, but I'll go off after we watch something and game a little bit. And she'll be doing stuff on her iPad. And every once in a while, these hysterical laughs fill the house. And she'll come running down the hallway and having to show me something on that, that just struck her as funny. And yeah. Say, yes, dear, that's very nice.
I love that. I love that sound of her laughing in the house. It's kind of it makes me laugh sometimes. Sometimes I laugh and her laughing.
And we saw Magnificent Seven.
Oh, how was that?
But
it was good.
It was good. But I would say go see The Accountant. Now I'm looking online and I'm seeing that what is coming out, you would think, is a movie that's Tom Hanks with Inferno, but I'm not seeing Hacksaw Ridge. I thought it said November 4th. So that would be Friday, but maybe that's in LA before it reaches up here, you know, and sometimes it takes a while.
Right.
But okay, now before we thank you, happy birthday to you again. Your passion is, Northern California Firearms. That's your company.
Yep.
You travel all over teaching gun classes, mm-hmm. the latest and the newest on CCW. You and Carl, how many people are going to be teaching the November 20th advanced class?
Right now we have six instructors lined up, to teach the November 20th advanced class. Of course, Carl and I, Bob Shaw, Pete Ray, Ted Ogilvy, and, Mike Moffitt, I think is going to come out and he's going to be in training in the advanced class. So this will be his first advanced class.
All right. And so you have, how many, signed up?
We have eight on the pistol advanced class and then we have six on our carbine class. So we're going to be teaching two classes simultaneously. Carl will be directing the advanced CCW class, which we have been doing twice a year now for about the past 4 or 5 years. So I got a request to develop and write a curriculum for a carbine class. And, of course, that's the AR-style platformed firearm. And, of course, so I wrote the curriculum. And we've been practicing. We met yesterday, and we've been putting it together now for a number of months. And so we've got six people signed up for a carbine class on November 20th at the Reading Gun Club. And that's going to be a really good class. I still have seats for both of the classes. Anybody who's been through our advanced CCW class just raves about it because it is really an advanced class. And the carbine class, of course, is going to start out with, you know, a double pointer, a single point sling, and a gun belt and a pistol. And we're going to teach pistol transition and shooting while moving and battle sight zero and prone and kneeling and barricades and communicating with your partner and all that.
Do you have more room? Are you the classes, you're filled capacity?
No, we have room in both classes still.
And so how does someone get a hold of you they would like to participate?
Well, they can do it one of two ways. They can call me at 530-999-1822, or they can visit us at usgunpro.com. If they go to US Gun Pro, they'll be able to see the class, read the details, but I'm sure they're going to have some questions. So just give me a call or text me at that number, and we can have a conversation regarding the class. There is a training prerequisite to get into the advanced class or the carbine class. You do have to have some prior training.
Yes.
A new gun owner would not be able to complete those classes.
You have had to have taken a class and gotten your CCW.
Absolutely.
Gun safety classes, et cetera.
Absolutely.
We do have a caller calling in, I'm not sure, but I looked up, by the way, Hacksaw Ridge does open tomorrow. And it is on. It is showing at Cinemark on Friday. So there's a 12:30 if you want to go.
Friday at 12:30.
Just telling you, Rob. That's why I'm going to go get tickets in case it's. I don't know. I have a feeling it's just. I have. This is a true story. And watching the what do you want to call it when you watch the trailers?
Yeah.
It was just amazing. Just the trailer was so capturing. I guess this guy was a conscientious objector. Even though he served, I can't carry a gun. I will not kill anybody. I can't do it. So they have to figure what are you going to do with this guy? Ends up, I guess he was a Medal of Honor winner because he saved so many people's lives.
And he became a medic. Isn't he a medic? I think he's a medic.
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I don't
that's
know
why
either.
We go see the film. And Mel Gibson, he directed this. And I just think that that's a perfect example of somebody who people can break and they can crack. It happens in life. And they get another chance.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I like how people can be forgiving when somebody can get on the other side.
Yep.
So, okay, happy birthday, buddy. Final thoughts. You get to close the show.
Well, this is a great way to start my birthday. I'm so excited. Lisa let me open my birthday present, my new green shirt that
it's
I
so
have on today,
nice.
This morning.
Beautiful.
And I kissed her goodbye, and it's the month of thanks.
And
I'm thankful for a lot of stuff.
Thank you for your family.
I'm
thankful. Love living in Reading.
I do. I'm thankful. I have somebody that loves me very much, that looks like a movie star but treats me like one. That's awesome.
Oh, right? I love that. Tagline.
I have a great job. I have a great job.
That you've created.
Yeah, that I just carved out a niche.
Yes.
I have good family and friends.
It's great.
And just basically a lucky and thankful guy, and I'm so happy that I got to be on the radio with you guys this morning.
Oh, Ted, happy birthday. And we go, happy birthday.
thank you for your service. And
of course.
What you do, what you have done, and what you continue to do.
You know what I tell people? It wasn't hard when you served the greatest nation on earth. It wasn't hard.
Let's try to keep it that way.
Just remember when we go and vote next Tuesday, be thinking about those thoughts.
That's right. That's
vote
exactly
with your
right.
head, not necessarily with your heart.
Just remember, right. as Carl would say, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Which one are you?
No, I won't back.
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Ready.
Down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. For the first time, President Obama is speaking out about the Hillary Clinton email scandal. He calls Clinton's use of a private email server an honest mistake, adding that it's being blown out of proportion. Republican Senator Pat Toomey says the Affordable Care Act is not.
Obviously, this is not even remotely affordable. So I have people looking me in the eye and saying, look, I have no choice. I have to give up my insurance. I can't afford the premiums. And by the way, even with these outrageous premiums, I have a huge deductible. It's like not having insurance at all.
And he tells the Salem Radio Network that in his state, Pennsylvania, premiums are soaring 50% under Obamacare, going up even more in some other states. On the campaign trail today, Donald Trump in Florida holding a rally in Miami, Hillary Clinton stumping for votes in reliably Republican Arizona. Didn't take police in the Des Moines area long to capture a suspect in this morning's fatal shooting.